Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and people just happen to be running a bit behind schedule today. Your boy Maben, just a little behind schedule. So YouTubers, hang tight, and I will be on that line shortly. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
I am in the building, man. Look, just right at game time, set down.
I threw it underneath.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure that out later. but I'm here. I'm ready to go, man. I'm excited.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much, you know. Got caught up on some NBA free agency last night. A lot of moves happening. Still a lot of moves to be made. My Timberwolves remain quiet, so it was pretty uneventful for me last night. But I did watch some of the stuff.
I have to say this. Just for the most awkward start to a sports radio show, I just my emotion just went through the roof. And it was something that shouldn't have made my emotions go through the roof. But when I see things like this happen, I'm just like, that's why sports is the way it is. And people end up turning on these players. Brian, can you describe my reaction to some news that I saw on the television?
Yeah, you were not happy about the Utah Jazz re-signing Mike Conley to a 3-year, $172 million, or $72 million a year, or whatever it
was. Donovan, get out of Utah right now. Get out of Utah right now. Whoever thought giving Chris Paul $122 million and Evan Conley $172, whatever you gave Mike Conley, could you imagine if your legacy depended on you winning a championship and you went to your management and they said, hey, Donovan, good news. It's like, oh, what's going on, GM? We just signed Evan Conley to a 4-year extension. What? like, hey, man, I say Evan Conley. That was Freudian.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, like Donovan would be really pissed.
Yeah. Hey, kid, you went to, I don't know. I mean, he went to your school. I don't know what you went to school with him, but yeah.
Donovan's legacy is going to be dependent on Mike Conley, Steve.
It's Utah, man.
Devin Booker, who I've grown fond of.
Yeah.
You know, as a player in the NBA, is going to be depending on a 6'1", 38-year-old, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
To go up against Chris Middleton and the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
And Drew Holiday.
Yeah. I mean, look.
That's pathetic. That's pathetic. Devin Booker, get out of Phoenix now.
But for Donovan, I'm like, I kind of blame Donovan. You stay in Utah, Mike Conley's. You got to get the Mike Conley's. You're not going to get big dumb guys to Utah, man. So it's like, hey, man, if you want to win in Utah, like, win in Utah,
like,
bro.
Like, don't give me that LeBron stuff.
Yeah,
Zildjunas Ilgauskas was 41 years old.
LeBron's 0-2 in the championships.
He carried a 47-year-old Yugoslavian bald guy to the finals.
Right.
Anderson Varejao is who he's supposed to win championships with. Shaq was 54 when he came to Cleveland.
You are really upset about this morning.
God, because I'm so sick of people acting like these players. Like, what the hell is loyalty? When you're bringing in Mike Conley? Steve, I played with some of these dudes. like my God. Like, I'm stuck on a franchise with a streaky left-hand shooter who's 35 years old?
Yeah, basically.
Chris Paul is 36 years old, Steve.
Yeah.
He'll be 36. Devin Booker is going to be relying on a 37-year-old man. When Marcus Carr gets to the league.
Yeah.
Just a you know, you want to know the reason Donovan Mitchell didn't give us another year? Because he was torturing Chris Paul 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Donovan. Donovan was torturing Chris Paul 5 years ago, Steve.
Yeah.
And Donovan decided, I'm ready. And Chris Paul told him, oh, you're ready.
Yeah. That's why you went to the league. That's what he said.
Yes. And 5 years later, Chris, like, dude, that's not, dude, you're burying your franchise. You're burying your franchise with these moves. I wouldn't freak out, Steve.
No, it's just, it was annoying because it's like, I know it's here. Where's it at?
Listen, he's good on offense. But 6'1" Mike Conley is not going to win you championship. It's a great regular season kind of guy.
Yeah.
You see the dudes. You know what dudes look like when it's time to win championships. You crazy? You have to have something unstoppable to be on a court, or you have to literally be able to lock a human completely up.
Yeah.
Yeah, these shooters, you know, Middleton can stop his man and can be unstoppable. These third-tier players, third-best players.
I'm doing what we never like to do. I want to go deeper here.
Keep going.
I want to know why. Look, I want to know where this is coming from.
It's coming from.
I'm going off the grid, off the court, and I'm like, okay, what's the story here?
Yeah, thank you.
Why is it so hot?
Thank you for that as well.
Why are we so irritated this morning? It's 90 degrees in here. We have a perfectly mini split that we could turn it down.
Because
we got guards showing up just saying they want to play for the team.
We'll get there. We'll get there. That's going to be the only thing.
We got problems.
Yeah. My biggest problem is, where's all the playing time going to go now?
We got guards that average 17, 5, and 6 that are just showing up to a 15-man roster going, you know what? I want to play on this team.
Pass the Tylenol.
My iced coffee is piss water today, too.
What, did you get it from?
Yes. They angered me. I can tell by the color if they're going to be good. I'm like, no, it shouldn't be brown.
Right.
Why is it brown?
No, listen. Employees of poorly run organizations and employees who take the flack from poorly run organizations make me sick to my stomach.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And people who pass judgment on people who work at poorly run organizations, start looking at the leadership of the organization. Start looking at who's cutting the checks. You know, like stop spending your time on, look at the tools you've given Donovan to work with. Who's that other left-hand kid?
Yeah. Ingles.
I don't mean to pick on Joe Ingles.
Yeah.
But Joe Ingles can't guard anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. We do the best we can. Okay.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You have some representatives that
I'm sorry
can play excellent defense. Okay. Not Joe Ingles, or unless you're just talking about left-handed people. You're right hand on basketball in basketball, huh?
No left.
No, you okay?
Well, I play with either, but
I knew you were going to say that. It's super ambidextrous.
Steve. I actually am.
Well,
took me till I was eighth grade to realize I was a left-handed shooter. So by then, ninth grade, actually, I was always right-handed. And then coach was like, you dribble, you're dominant left. I'm like, yeah. So I'm out there just shooting. He's like, shoot it. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, have you ever shot with your left hand? I'm like, no. He's like, try it. I grabbed the ball. I was like, that feels pretty good. So he's like, yeah, you can shoot with either hand.
To people listening right now, you just heard Steve say, he can shoot left-handed and right-handed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Steve, in the barbershop, this is what they're saying. Y'all hear this here?
Yeah.
Look, I'm in the barbershop right now.
No, I know.
On Broadway, right?
Yes.
And I'm listening to Marcus and Steve. And somebody said, man, get the out of here, man. Yeah. Y'all hear Rummage?
I do.
And here's the problem. Okay, Marcus is in two places at once, right? Yeah. Marcus is on the show talking to you.
Yeah.
And somebody said, no, look, there's a Marcus in the barbershop right now saying, Marcus, you better call him out right now. You know, sure. Like, if you let him get away with this, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, barbershop Marcus right now.
Yeah.
This is what he's saying. Nah, y'all for real. Right?
Yeah.
And Marcus saying, man, I just saw him like, yeah. I saw him motion it. Listen. And if you hadn't done that, Steve.
Listen, dribble once. I was shooting a free throw in my right hand.
If you hadn't done that, Steve.
I shoot my left hand. I should have done like that.
If you hadn't done that,
yeah.
Like only because I saw the way your motion went, it was natural. It did look natural.
It's a wild thing. It's kind of an embarrassing story because, like I said, I was a freshman in high school. Well, I was eighth grade going into my freshman year, and the high school coach was like, you dribble, you do everything left handed. Why don't you shoot left handed? I'm like, oh, no, I just never could. He's like, have you ever tried? No. I was like, oh, my God. I shoot left handed.
So people listening.
Which helps around the rim. Because like, you know.
Yeah, no, I believe you now. Like, I was gonna make fun of you for lying for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm an animal.
You tell that truth. Speaking of lying, did you hear Blakenbaker earlier today?
Maybe.
Man.
I heard some of it.
He wasn't buying Drew Diener's 60-foot putts, eagle story.
Really?
Yeah. And Drew was incredibly offended. But here's the problem. Here's I got to throw this in there because I thought about it. And if I don't say this now, Drew and Mark, I'll never remember this point again. I'm listening to Mark Blakenbaker.
Okay.
Accused Drew of, let's just say, fibbing the 60-foot eagle story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Drew's obviously and rightfully so offended. He's like, listen, I'll get Dan McDonald. And by saying I'm lying, you're calling Dan McDonald a liar because why would he, you know, he can't sign off on my scorecard, you know, because that's my partner or whatever. Or he's, you know, he's there with us. He saw it. So Blakenbaker's just solid on. I don't believe it. You know,
yeah, I don't believe it. I did hear some of that. I did hear some of that.
So here's the problem, Steve. Drew's excuse, Drew's justification, Drew's response was the most unusable excuse of any athlete in sports history, right? Yeah. Steve, you know how like people say, oh, I have no reason to cheat or I have no reason to lie.
Yeah.
Drew hits Mark with the, oh, I mean, I don't even care about golf if
yeah,
if I was going to cheat or if I was going to lie about this or I would cheat on something I cared about. And it's like, no.
Okay, listen, I didn't hear that, and that's what I was about to say. So I'm actually with Drew on this, because that's what I was about to say. I was like, Drew wouldn't lie with golf.
That's, to me, that sounded like Barry Bonds saying, I'm already the leading hitter.
Drew had no pride in golf. Look, I see enough. Drew every day. Drew had an untucked polo on and a pair of khaki shorts. Like, listen, he had no pride out
it's,
there.
With it's
that.
Not Drew. It's the excuse that you can't use the I don't care excuse.
Yeah. So, but
I just don't
see Drew lying about a golf putt. Like, now, if it was tennis, you know, maybe. If he was like, no, man, like, I hit one, it went straight through a man, you know? Like, no, Drew, it didn't go through a man. Like, you didn't hit the ball through a man's chest.
No, the ball got stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
Was it Roddick back in the day that had that commercial?
Yeah, just poof. Yeah.
Andy Roddick, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, that's not true. But, like, the putt, I mean, that man had, look, he was like, it was like, I watched him. I walked out there. I'm like, look, even like his hair was a little off. Like everything was like.
He had he was the opposite of Jeff Greer.
No, he was the opposite of Drew Diener. Yeah, Jeff Greer, though. Jeff. I said that yesterday. I was like, Jeff was the Jamal. Like, you're picking him at the gym no matter what. Yeah.
Let me
even phrase that better. Jeff was the black guy in the county at the open gym. He didn't pick first. No matter. Like, you saw The Office. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I haven't seen that episode. Okay, well, The Office,
he's like, oh, I got Stanley. Stanley, of course. Like, yeah, like, why would I not pick Stanley? Stanley's terrible the first time he starts dribbling like that. He's like, Stanley!
I don't know what it is. But
yeah, so Greer was like, yeah, you're taking him. But Drew, I'm like, dude, like, you have no pride out here. So I was like, there's no way he would lie about it.
Only
that.
Because you saw him.
But, I watched him hit a ball directly to the side of him. Like, I'm going to change that so bad. Yeah, like.
Just get work. Look.
The man took more dirt one time. He hit dirt further than the ball one time and had to jog to get the dirt and bring it back and put it in the ground.
He couldn't even do the.
No.
He couldn't do the golf club.
He hit the ball and they took off on their carts and he had to go get his ball. I was like, that's not nice.
He was like, I'll catch up, guys.
Drive that man up there to get his ball. So, no, I believe he lined up. He sunk that 60-foot putt. End of story.
Was that the Happy Gilmore where they touched him? Just aim over there and just.
No.
Yeah, use your natural hook.
Listen, he's a good tennis player. I bet he is all right at putting. Like to have just the touch on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he probably is a pretty good putter.
Okay, now that we got all that out,
did Baker say lied?
He did. Ouch. He was strong on that one too. Well, he didn't. He said, "I'm not calling you."
Look at that man.
He said, "I'm not calling you a liar," but
but I'm not saying you're telling the truth either.
That's so funny, Steve. Here's the thing: we just got a new player.
Did we?
And we're going to talk about getting a new player, right?
But did you confirm this?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, there is no announcement, right?
No, there's no announcement.
So let's just talk about it, but not make it official.
I mean, we can't sugarcoat the whole time. Like, people are going to kill us if the whole show we just go. That guy,
hypothetically,
okay. We know who we're talking about. We can get to it. If I don't know if you want to break first, how you want to do it?
I'm definitely going to break first. But just speaking of liars, right? I wasn't allowed to growing up. I was never allowed to call somebody a liar. You know, it was one of them things. If my mom heard it from another room, and you know, back in the day, Steve, I don't know if this hit your era where it was like, you a lie, right? Like. I don't know how counted it is. You a lie, right? My mom, she'd come flying around the corner. Just, what'd you say? You know, just, you could not say that, right?
Yeah.
So, as I grew up, I developed a way of saying it, right? And I had a female friend that I used to always say this to. I used to say to her, used to piss her right on off, Steve. I used to say, listen, I'm not saying you lying or you're a liar, but people who lie... and you have a lot in common.
Yeah. Fair
quick,
enough.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I know I may have started off your Tuesday morning with a little less of the excitable energy, you know, maybe not the spirited you were expecting, but spirited nonetheless. So, Steve, how are we going to phrase this first and foremost? Because you know me, I don't like to step on anybody's shine. I don't like to step on announcements. I don't like to step on things, but you know, but sometimes word gets out on some things and it's like I would be doing a disservice to not acknowledge it and treat it like it's something that's already happened.
Well, okay. Then is my mic on?
It does not sound like it's on. It
doesn't sound like it's on either.
Yeah,
Hey, Brian. Am I not on?
There we go. Okay. All right, and we're back.
You mad at Steve?
I know.
Sorry, wrong mic.
No, we're back. It's all
we
right.
We had Jeff come in and record some liners at the break, and we had the wrong mics on.
It's all good. Okay, so... So you're going to make me say it.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
I'm going to make you phrase it. No, let you phrase it, not make you.
Well, the scuttle around town.
Okay, scuttle. That's what we'll do.
Is Louisville might be adding another guard.
Hey, just a guard.
In the coming days, week.
Tell me more, Steve.
Guard is one that we looked at before. A name that you guys heard on this show quite a bit early.
Mm.
A name that at one time was number one on my transfer get list.
History lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Kid that's from the state of Kentucky.
That's getting interesting.
Well, and listen, you can't, that's where we can say it. Kid's from around. We know people around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know him.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have come to us and said, hey, you do know Mason Faulkner. He's probably coming here, right? I say, no. He's at Colorado, right?
Right.
He is not now. Word is on the streets. Might be a little. Okay. I say, well, that's incredible. That's amazing. That excites me. I mean, so I go immediately. I say, okay, well, let's go back to revisit a little bit of Mason Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay.
A refresher course.
Yeah, a little refresher course from Western Carolina. He's from Glasgow, Kentucky. So 17 points a game.
Mm.
6 rebounds a game.
Mm.
5 assists a game.
Mm.
I say, okay. I say, well, let me look at shoots 35% from 3-point line, 45% from the field. Okay. I said, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I look down. I say, well, let me look at some of his point totals. I say 20, 13, 15, 23, 20, 9, 14, 13, 25, 24, 9, 7, 15, 14, 21, 13, 18, 19, 11, 28, 12, 29.
That, just a reminder.
I'm like, well, he can fill it up, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So then I say, well, what about his assist numbers? Let me look at some assist numbers he had this year.
Hmm. Yeah, because you need a playmaker.
Yeah. 5, 9.
Wow.
4, 5.
That's consistent.
1.
Ouch.
Yeah. 7, 5, 7. 2, 8, 4, 5, 4. 2, 4, 1, 6, 6, 7, 5, 5.
Ooh, so towards the end of the year.
Well, I read that backwards. Okay. I did read that one backwards. So I say, okay, okay. I'm like, I like it. It's pretty good. So go watch some film. I say, well, let me see. Let me remind myself why I, because I remembered loving him. So, well, let me remind myself why I loved him. Watch a little bit of film.
Mm.
Say, my God. Look.
Please. The light.
Oh.
Sorry.
A little bit of film. I say, my God. That's the perfect ad. That's the perfect ad as the fourth guard. Guy can shoot it at a high clip. Quick release.
He has a great looking stroke.
Yeah. Quick release. Step back. Quick move. Pop it. Deep range is, we'll say, when I say unlimited,
he's
it's
a score.
Within reasons. Yeah, yeah. Quick first step. Gets around his man. He likes to let his man ride him up to the basket, but, you know, finishes around the basket really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a defender.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what he is there, so that could be in question still. I say, okay, he's about 6'2", mm-hmm. pretty good size. I say, man, that fits right with what we need. And again, I'm reminded when I say we had 14 guys on this roster. It's a pretty big-time player. And for him to still allegedly want to come here and play under Chris Mack, doing something right. And as I finish my bow tie and I pass it on to you, if this is completed the way it sounds like it's going to be, you're going to have a 15-man roster. With talent galore. And.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Pass the baton.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll gladly accept.
Okay. Fair enough.
Here's the thing. You and I, it is our duty, Steve,
mm-hmm.
to separate and give perspective on every aspect.
Absolutely.
Because here's what happens, Steve. This happens way too often.
Sure.
Oh, that's no big deal. Okay, what's the next thing to worry about? No. No, no, no. I'm not letting you do that today. I'm not letting you do this on my watch ever. Mm-hmm. Ever again. You're not glossing over every aspect of what's going on in this program.
Yeah.
I'll take your baton right at the review area.
Yeah.
I remember what Marcus was saying when Mason Faulkner first came on the radar.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause he was one of the first guys.
He was one of the first guys out in the open market, grad transfer, 17-point a game, right up Louisville's alley. Do you remember what he was to me when his name first got on the radar? He was Carleek Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
He was my Carleek Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carleek had a first step and could go get a bucket,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We knew Carleek could first step and go get a bucket. Now, here's the thing. We didn't know what Carleek was going to happen, you know, with this NBA. We didn't know if he would have a sniff of NBA, you know, a shot, right?
Yeah.
But we knew he was older, and we was like, we need somebody to get a bucket, man.
Absolutely.
Because he, listen, this is pre- Ross McMaines.
Yeah, it was.
This is pre losing Quinn, I believe. He was DJ's gone. Carleek's on the fence. We need insurance guy that can get a bucket.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Back then.
Absolutely.
This is what I think you still had Luke Murray and Dino. This is pre, you know, extortion. You know, like this is early Faulkner.
Yeah.
Right? And at that time, we were like, we need a guy that can get a bucket and put him on the bench now, an adult.
Yeah.
Because if Carleek, with Carleek getting out of here, okay.
Yeah, it's a big void to fill.
Right. And so, okay, now we're looking at Mason Faulkner, and we're like, okay, who else is looking at him? You remember any other teams that were looking at him?
Florida State.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. just Florida State. Mm-hmm. Why was Florida State looking at him, Steve?
Because he gave Florida State 23-7? 7-5?
Yes.
7-4?
What did he give Florida State?
Was it 23-7-4, I think?
Florida State.
A&M.
Community college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I said, damn, that kid, Florida State has it rolling. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose him to Florida State. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, okay, what is he looking for? You know, what's the deal? So much so, around the time when it was rumored that the Cincinnati coach might be in play with the Louisville thing, and he transferred away from, you know, when he was at Northern Kentucky, and we're thinking about all these aspects, and then at the end of the day we're saying, Florida State's really got it rolling. He's going to go to Florida State, isn't he?
By the way, let me put a little more on that. This is the Florida State team, not last year, the year before, with Devin Vassell, Patrick Williams, you know,
the
Walker.
ACC championship, yeah.
They lost that game. Western Carolina lost that game 79-74 at Florida State. Mason Faulkner had 21-7-4.
Okay.
And they lost by?
3 points.
Yeah, 4 points. 5 points.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
At Florida State.
Not too bad. Also, in that year, he played Anthony Edwards, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He had 21-4-3.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'll take that.
So, while we're talking, Mason Faulkner, who, by the way, y'all say hometown kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. You know I know a lot of the parents, and you know my networks are through the families, and they know I don't step on any toes, but they know, you know, if I need to know something about somebody, I'm getting to the point in my life where I don't know if I said this on air, but I've been meaning to say this. I'm at the point in my life when I see kids acting up, I don't even fault the kids anymore.
Yeah.
Who's your parents? Mm-hmm. You know, I wait to see who the parents are. Yeah, I'm at that maturity level. Like, okay, you're doing something. You came from a bad home. You know, sure. You're like, that, Jesus Christ. What did you see that?
That car was going full speed backwards. In reverse, how right down the middle of the reverse.
Right?
Yeah.
There was a van going 30 miles an hour backwards.
Oh, yeah. And it was a Mercedes van, I think.
That's talent.
Go look and see what was going on. Go look. Please go look and see if they've crashed or something.
They're gone. They must have went, like,
far.
Yeah.
Because that's a one-way going that way, that next street.
Yeah. Holy crap. That was nuts.
Why didn't I have my other camera plugged up?
Yeah, did
Brian just leave? Please grab that. Grab that, Brian. Yeah. Okay, Mason Faulkner.
That's crazy, man.
Mason Faulkner.
Okay,
Faulkner. You've given him all. You've listed his credentials and at the time, again, this is not revisions. At the time, we're like, okay, we're gonna lose him to Florida State because they're just killing it right now, right? Yeah. And you know, at the time, Florida State looked like they had the roster that, you know, mm-hmm. just the roster for him to go hang out. Mm-hmm. And then we said, okay, if he doesn't do that, he's looking for a place where he can just shoot all the balls.
Yeah.
Where there's a dying need. We don't have any guards. We need one guard. Carleek's going to scare him off. Mm-hmm. David Johnson not making an announcement yet. That's probably going to scare him off. You know what I'm saying? Which, rightfully so.
Sure.
Right. You know, rightfully so. Just not him in particular, but just the minutes, you know. It's gonna be a problem. Fast forward, he's going to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to Colorado. Maybe just they're going to let you shoot all the balls and play 40 minutes a game. Maybe this isn't the spot for you here and all that good stuff. So I'm like, darn it, you know.
Yeah.
Man. But I did like him as being Carleek insurance.
Yeah.
You know, so don't run with it. Say he's car leak. So no, he's car leak insurance.
Yeah.
In case we lose him. Again, this is when we thought car leak wasn't going to get a good shot. Okay. So that happens. So right now we're saying the scuttlebutt is he's coming here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop right there. Can we do the Chris Mack aspect on this right now?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Okay, are we going to just say that it's something that the kid just wanted? Or are we going to say Coach Mack got a kid to come onto a 14-man roster with two adult guards and the number one junior college point guard in the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that 14-man roster and say, I'm going in there to compete for me. This is a guy who's used to playing 37 minutes a game. You know, big minutes.
Yeah.
And saying, I know my minutes won't be like that. And if not, and look, maybe. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm that good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm that good that I'll cut 37, 35 minutes out of this pie and let y'all fight for the rest.
Yeah.
Because I am a walking, talking bucket. The reason I brought up the conversation about the families, the parents, because old school game like he has comes from people who know how to play basketball. You know, you can just tell he's been playing, but he's never been a project. He's never been anybody's project.
Yeah.
He's just been a guy who can just play.
Yeah.
In high school, you give somebody 50 points.
Taylor County.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah,
senior year, Taylor County was number one.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I'll get 50 points. It's difficult.
Texter, he didn't. I won't spill too much of the beans, but he didn't sign with Colorado. So just leave it at that.
What is it?
No, Texter was asking if he signed. Yeah, no, they were just asking. They were asking if he signed with Colorado. How did he get out of that? Okay. You know,
whenever I see the text line and they use my name and spell it like clear, I'm like, okay, what?
We'll get to that, Texter. We'll get to that.
Okay, so he comes from a basketball thinking way about him.
Yeah.
Which means, there's just some things I don't have to worry about teaching. I can just tell him once, and it's game on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a kid who needs a bunch of catch-up coaching. Now, he might have to get in better shape or, you know, like I said, he might have to do something like that, you know, to catch up. But this guy's not a guy who needs it. And his family, his extended family, they know basketball. So you're like, okay.
We can say that.
Yeah.
You just have to trust us, but yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So stick that together. And I don't, like I said, I don't want to make this about him just deciding, oh, I just want to pick up and go to Louisville.
Yeah.
What about Chris Mack would make somebody make that move? Be comfortable making that move.
What about Chris Mack? Yeah,
what about Chris Mack? Like, we're getting to know him, Steve. We're trying to figure out how is he making 15 guys comfortable? 15 guys who all could play big minutes.
Texter, I'm telling you, he didn't enroll and sign at Colorado. I know what it says. I know he might have practiced. I know all this. You just gonna have to trust us. He's not bound to Colorado. It's a wrap on that. He's not.
And with the new rules, man,
yeah,
it's hard to keep somebody pinned in.
Yeah. Well, and he's got family stuff here. I'm not going to put the man's business out there. Yeah. It's his business. But he's got reasons, too, for being here and not there.
Who is that?
Who's what?
On the phone. Text us. Who has our producer occupied like this?
It's Darren from Nolan Lake.
Okay.
Darren, what was Darren talking about?
He's asking me about my dog walking business.
Okay. Darren.
Okay.
You can't do that. Darren. Not during these 2 hours.
You want to get him on?
No, go back to your conversation. Okay, so Chris Mack made him comfortable making this move with knowing there's going to be a lot less minutes here than at Colorado. Is that fair to say? Because Colorado did make a little late push, right?
Yeah.
Last year. So yeah. I don't want to like completely disrespect Colorado.
No.
But
actually, Colorado was, again, without putting too much out there, Colorado was pretty generous in this. So I'm just saying from what I was told. Look, and if you want to know what I was told, it's the same thing that some other people were told. Go subscribe. Go learn.
I'll tell you. Do I need to get that now? Okay.
Actually, Travis Graff from Rivals mm-hmm. has you want to know a lot of what me and Maven know?
he has some good insight.
I just read his breakdown of it, of the situation. It was pretty much what we were told, so I would go subscribe to that and check that out.
Darren from Nolan Lake, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Oh, man, I got to give you guys a shout-out. You guys always treat me nice and everything. I'm Steve and Marcus and Brian. And don't be aggravated, Brian. That was on me a while ago. I was talking his ear off. That was my fault.
Were you not enjoying the Mason Faulkner conversation, Darren?
Absolutely. As soon as I heard his name, I had to call him, my man, Marcus. That I wanted to give you a little history on Mason. I know Steve said, that I'm not disagreeing with. That's probably his address. That he's from Glasgow, Kentucky. Is that right, Steve?
I think that's his listed hometown. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I've actually heard that before, but of course you guys already know he actually played at Caverna.
Right, right.
Yeah, same high school, boys' high camp and everything. But anyway, what never gets talked about, Nathan, man, he is an upstanding citizen. What a great kid. I would just like to have him in the program, because his dad, Cornelius Faulkner, also played. He played at my alma mater, Hart County High School. When Dick was a freshman, Cornelius was a starter on that Hart County team that went to the state and actually beat Casey County and made it to the round of eight. But that was the Michael Byrd team. That was the same year they beat Jane Brewer when he was at Bardstown, Sam Libertor, those guys.
Hmm. Okay.
So you agree that he comes from good stock?
Yeah. The whole Faulkner family in Hart County, upstanding, outstanding people. As a matter of fact, I think Cornelius is still the principal, I believe, at Caverna, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, not only did you guys mention his name, I had to call in, man, because he's I can't think of the word. He's kind of like. Kind of like a wicked wizard. Like, you look at him, you're like, he ain't nothing, you know. And then at the end of the game, he's like, back. You know, he had, you know, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 3 block shots, 6 assists, you know, against Hart County. I actually went and seen him play 3 or 4 games when he was at Caverna. But great bloodline, great kid. I would love that. So you guys think it's legit, the reports that are out there?
I do.
Yeah. No, I do.
And Darren, I appreciate the call.
Okay. Appreciate the breakdown there, man, and a little history lesson.
Man, So his dad played with Tick in high school.
His dad played with Tick Rogers? How
about that? Interesting.
They must know each other.
I have to see if Tick has any inside information or anything.
Yeah. You call him up. Tick, if you're listening.
Tell us what you know.
Just what do you think about Mason as a player? Just hypothetically,
right?
Let us know.
If you ever seen him play up close or anything, I mean,
could he beat you 1-on-1? Let us know.
He probably taught him everything he knows today, right? Yeah. So credit. I want the reason for my big pause is Steve. All we heard about is how Coach Mack has to try to keep people here, rosters, worrying about transferring.
Yep.
I think the job that he has done in roster management since he's been here has been on par with the top 10, 12 teams in the country.
Yeah.
Just, we have not, like, the additions we have made. When you say your car leaks and you say, like, even just the rankings of Charles Mendland when he got here, just the rankings of the guys he got to fill the holes in your roster since he's been here.
Yeah.
I have not seen programs add with the effectiveness of what he has added to this roster. Yeah. I mean, listen, I know I said it, and I know I said it kind of in jest, but when you look at what Sidney Curry, I mean, I literally watched a Pac-12 Player of the Year in Reed Travis go to Kentucky, and like you're not effective. Mm-hmm. I watched Nate Sestina come in, and that was just he was the triple threat guy. You know, he's unimpactful. Olivier Saar, grad transfer, just come in here. You're unimpactful whatsoever. Am I leaving somebody out? I don't think Oscar Tshiebwe will be impactful whatsoever. Or just out of pure, he might play 35 minutes a game, so he might have some numbers just by being on the court. But, you know, as far as impact transfers, impact grad, Coach Mack has brought, what is he saying to these recruits to get them here and confident and ready to play and keeping your roster intact? Again, shout out to Quinn, who's obviously the best shooter that Rick Pitino has ever seen.
I know. Hey, man, I'm rooting for Quinn. Quinn up there. I love hearing stories like that.
And again, that's like with the Quinn thing, I'll use this the Simone Biles line. I mean, like, he may have just had the twisties here.
Yeah.
And anybody who's watched somebody shoot, when you start thinking about it, you go ice cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, VJ King had the twisties.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same principle, same theory. It's like, no, he turned into an unfunctional guy with on a layup, Steve.
Yeah.
You remember that VJ King layup? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was like, we saw it up close. We were like, he didn't think he was going to even make that layup.
Yeah, I mean, that one, he shouted number, he stopped and looked like, oh, I think I missed it.
Yeah, because like it touched the rim or something. Yeah, like, yeah.
It
was like,
no, you made it, dude.
Yeah, like, you know, Quinn might have just caught the twisties here. But you, it's hard to get out of them. A lot of times you do need to change the scenery to get out of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And Rick will lock you into where you don't get, like you said it when he left. Rick's going to work with you harder than any other.
Oh, yeah. Rick's going to make you a stud. You're going to get Rick's best.
Right?
Yeah, you're going to get Rick's best teachers.
Yeah, I would recommend any guy that transfers from the University of Louisville to go to Iona.
Go play up there.
Right? Because it's like, yeah, just he's going to be the best player he's ever seen.
Of course, we're probably not going to care because from the sounds of things, I think we're going to be out here working everybody.
So.
We're going to be good.
You think some of my last year's babies are getting better, Steve?
That's the word.
I heard some improvements are happening over there on Florida. I drove by.
It's going to be a great fall and winter.
We had the detour. Did you have the detour when you came on campus?
No, but I saw the road closure.
Okay, road closed, had the detour.
It was it's on Arthur Street, isn't it?
Guess what the detour made me go look at.
What?
Denny Crum Hall is going to have a bridge, Steve, from the dormitory to the Huber Center.
That's a beautiful thing.
The place you live at is going to have a connected indoor bridge. Yeah.
Just walk over to the gym.
It's going to connect to where you live, Steve.
It's beautiful.
You can literally get out of your bed and never go outside.
Yeah. In a blizzard. Yeah.
That means no practice cancellations.
That'd be awesome. Never. You could roll out of bed and just go into your practice gear and run over.
How much time is that going to save you during like two-a-days and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to make players randomly midnight, they're sitting around bored. They're like, I'm just going to go shoot, you know? I mean, it's a two-minute walk.
If that. if that.
It's going to make them do drills randomly when they didn't think they would normally be doing them because they don't want to walk 30 minutes across campus.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.